John chapter 20. The first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early when it was still dark to the tomb and saw the stone taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They've taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him." Peter therefore went out and that other disciple and came to the tomb. So they ran both together, and the other disciple outran Peter, and arrived first at the tomb. And stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen clothes lying, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb and saw the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then that other disciple also went in, who came first to the tomb, and he saw and believed. For they didn't yet know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. But Mary stood outside at the tomb crying, and as she cried, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and saw two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She said to them, "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." And when she had said that, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, and didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? What are you looking for? Who are you looking for?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him from here, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned herself and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Jesus said to her, "Don't touch me, because I haven't yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace be to you. As my Father has sent me, so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Ghost. Whoever's sins you cancel, they are canceled for them. And whoever sins you retain, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We've seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, again, his disciples were indoors, and Thomas with them. Then Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood among them, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger and see my hands, and reach here your hand and put it into my side, and don't be faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who haven't seen and yet have believed." And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you'll believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and so that believing, you'll have life through his name.